It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning and welcome on into the First Cup Morning Show. Welcome on into the show as we get up, get ready, get things done, and make it happen today. And we have some good news for you today. Remember, you can go to guidinglights.org for more good news, positivity, and uplifting messages. That's guidinglights.org. Before we begin, I want to open the show with a quote by Henry Van Dyke. Time is too slow for those who wait, too swift for those who fear, too long for those who grieve, too short for those who rejoice. But for those who love, time is not. Today is March 20th, 2024. Did you know that on this day in 1930, Harlan Sanders founded KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken? The world-famous chicken was first sold from a gas station in North Corbin, Kentucky. March 20th is the International Day of Happiness, which recognizes the pursuit of happiness as a fundamental human goal. The UN established it in 2012 to inspire, mobilize, and advance the global happiness movement. Time now for some animal fun facts.
Today's animal is the bald eagle. Did you know the bald eagle isn't actually bald? Its scientific name means sea eagle with a white head. The bald part of their common name comes from the word piebald, meaning white-headed.
Did you know an eagle's eyes are at least 4 times sharper than humans?
And now, on to the good news of the day. Today's good news comes out of Burke County, Georgia. And I'm reading this article from the sunnyskies.com website. UGA students save mother and children from car crash in creek. A group of students from the University of Georgia are being hailed as heroes for rescuing a family from a sinking vehicle. Jane McCardle, Mary McCollum, Eleanor Cart, Clark Jones, and Caitlin Inace were on a routine drive when they witnessed a white SUV veer off the road and roll into a creek. Without a moment's hesitation, these extraordinary individuals sprang into action. Turning their vehicle around, they rushed to the crash site, where the submerged car posed a dire threat to the trapped occupants. "We just see a vehicle submerged in the middle of the creek and just sinking by the second more and more under. So we just throw our stuff aside, really without much hesitation, and just jump in," McCollum told ANF. McCollum recounted the tense moments as she and her friends stood atop the sinking vehicle, battling against the weight of the waterlogged door. "We're standing on top of the car, and we eventually get this super heavy waterlogged door open," she said. Through sheer determination and teamwork, they managed to pry open the door and extract the mother and her 2 children, aged 8 and 4, from the perilous situation. But their heroism didn't end there. Clark Jones, drawing upon her CPR training from her lifeguarding experience, immediately sprang into action to resuscitate the youngest child. "Eventually, he came to and started crying and breathing," Jones recounted. "It was a really surreal experience." The selfless actions of these 5 young women did not go unnoticed. The local sheriff's office took to social media to express their gratitude and admiration, recognizing the students' quick thinking and bravery. "The quick thinking and bravery of these women is absolutely admirable. We are grateful you were in the right place at the right time," the post read, echoing the sentiments of an entire community. That is truly amazing, and what a great story of sheer heroism and selfless actions. Again, these are the stories that I love so much because, again, it speaks to the human condition. It speaks to the best of us, and I think this is inherent in all of us. Truly, I do. I think when faced with unthinkable situations such as this one, the best of us comes out and we all have the ability to be heroes. Well, that's the good news of the day coming out of Georgia there. A big, huge shout out to those UGA students who just really selflessly dove in and rescued that mother and her 2 children. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I hope you enjoyed the news. Remember, not all news is bad and negative. It's just what mainstream media likes to put out there. Good news happens all around us, each and every day. Just like the amazing story of the students we just learned about. We need to celebrate it, recognize it, and make some good news of our own. And hey, if you got some good news out there and want to share it, I'd love to do that. Please email me at admin@guidinglights.org. That's admin@guidinglights.org. There's 286 days left in 2024. Please make each one of those days count. Before we part ways for the day, I want to leave you with a really bad dad joke. Which state has the most streets? Rhode Island. Well, that's going to wrap up the show today. Have a beautiful day today, wherever you are. And I'll see you back here tomorrow morning.